This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
For calling Blue Health, Angela.
Hi, I'm going to get a little more information about Botox and dermal fillers.
Yeah, how can I help you?
So I have the lines in the middle of the forehead that really been bothering me, and been thinking about getting something done. Just how quickly do you see results?
So those are called your 11s in between your brows. And you would be, if you were to get treatment, you would be seeing results as soon as 5 days. And I would probably say you would have to wait at most 10 to 14 days to see true results. But sometimes it may just kick in for people a little bit faster.
Okay, so it's fairly quickly then.
Yeah, so it doesn't if you have lines already, it doesn't fully get rid of them. It just prevents them. So they're wrinkle relaxers. So
okay. It
basically is going to prevent you from squeezing your brows in order to create those lines. The more Botox you do throughout the next few months, because you can do it, and they last for about 3 to 4 months. Just depends on how fast your body metabolizes it.
Okay.
But if you are, consistent with it for the next year, you can get to a point where, your lines really do end up disappearing because you're no longer making that squinting effect.
Okay, because of the relaxer.
Exactly, because they're neurotoxins. So we're basically paralyzing that muscle, causing it to relax and preventing it from squeezing your brows and causing more definite lines.
Okay. Yeah, mine aren't, super... you can't really see them, but it's like when I talk or move my eyes, I feel like my eyebrows then make.
Kind of move.
Yeah. Okay, now this is probably a silly question, but does it hurt getting it done? I mean, I know it's a needle.
So we use a little tiny needle. It's like an insulin needle, and it's super quick injections. Takes about 5 minutes, not even. If you're good, we don't do any numbing or anything, but if you're okay with a little tiny poke, that's what it's going to be for every poke that we do. If we're only doing your 11s, then it shouldn't be anything too bad.
So then how many times would I get poked for that area? Roughly even.
Give me 1 second. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to count in my head how much you would probably get. Because usually in that area, we recommend about 20. Units. That's the FDA recommended amount. Probably be about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 6 times. But they're really quick pokes.
Okay. And then the fillers. The dermal fillers, that would be something that you could do on the lips.
Yes, you can do it on lips, cheeks, marionette lines, your smile lines, chin, jaw. We could do filler wherever it's approved.
Okay. I really want to get my lips done. So for that, is it the same type of process and time for the results?
So filler is going to be immediate. There is a little bit more downtime with that one. When you're leaving with Botox, you may have a couple dots on your head, that forehead, that go away within 30 minutes. Fillers, if we're doing lips, you are going to have downtime. You are going to have swelling. You may have bruising if you're an easy bruiser. And I would say give it about a true week to see your results. But you see results instantly with that one. You're just going to see they're going to be a lot bigger when you're leaving because they're swelled up and you're kind of like a foreign object on your lips. So,
right. And you don't do numbing for your lips either?
What was it? I'm sorry?
You don't do numbing for the lips either?
We do. We do topical numbing for that.
Oh, okay. Is that painful, though, still?
I have a pretty high pain tolerance. I've done my lips before. It's not, I personally don't think it was too bad. We try to get you, pretty comfortable throughout the process. It shouldn't be anything that's too bad, especially because we do a topical numbing, and then we also do a, like, we'll give you an ice pack and all of that.
Okay. I mean, I have tattoos, so I feel like I should be okay, but I guess it's just the thought of it.
Oh, okay, then no, yeah, you should be fine then.
Okay. Okay. Now, what's the pricing like for both of these?
So it just depends. For Botox, it's going to be $12.50 a unit. Now, I would recommend kind of coming in and seeing how many you need with that. And then for filler, we have for lips, it ranges between 680 to I think 740.
Okay.
And then if you also are a first-time patient, I'm pretty sure you're like $100 off
Okay.
your filler.
Okay. I don't think I have any more
And then were you
questions.
interested in scheduling an appointment or did you want to hold off?
So would I be scheduling like a consultation? Do I have to do that first, or is it?
So we could schedule. So this is the thing. So our consultations are $100, but we could schedule you for consultation and possible treatment. Now, when you do that, we just take the $100 deposit now. And if you do end up deciding to do treatment, the $100 does go towards your treatment. Now, if you don't decide to do treatment, the $100 would just like that would just be the cost of your consultation.
Right. Okay. Let me talk to my fiance, and then what time are you there till?
So we actually close at 6 o'clock today.
Okay.
Sometimes we have, if we're able to, we have after hours. If you just text us at this phone number, the
Okay.
365-0311 number, someone would be able to get back to you. But we open back up at 10 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be able to get back to you as soon as possible
Okay,
if you text us.
perfect.
All
Okay,
right,
that
sounds
sounds
good. Just
good
let us
then.
know if you have any other questions, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No problem. All right, take care.
Okay,
Goodbye.
take care. Bye.